Hey guys, it's the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the podcast currently being invaded by zombies. Ah, run! Caitlin, your zombie instincts aren't on point. You did not run as fast as I was expecting.
Well, you know, if I run this way, I'd hit a wall. You have open space, so there's that.
Well, if you guys didn't get the hint from the wonderful opening intro, we are going to be talking about the zombie apocalypse today.
Yeah, because we just finished our zombie weapon.
Yeah, and zombies are... I don't know why zombies are such a fun topic to talk about, or they catch the public interest so much. Do you have any theories, Caitlin?
I don't know. I think like apocalypse in general is just fascinating.
Yeah.
And the various ways it could go down, and zombie is one of those.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows and books and games mm-hmm. about zombies and the end of the world and everything. Maybe that says something about humans. Anyways, that's pretty much the whole outline. Of course, we are going to be doing the thing of the week and the wrap up. We are going to try to keep, I think that like it's a new venture of ours to just like,
did you just punch your mic?
Be very efficient with podcasting. Ooh, also, guys, exciting thing. Today's episode is sponsored by Squarespace.
Yeah, thanks, Squarespace. We will be saying more about them later in the episode. Look at that. We're so good.
So good. All right, Caitlin. Caitlin did all of the research prep for this podcast, so I'm going to let you like take it away.
Wait, I have an update.
You have an update?
Yeah, and it's going to make me not very good at surviving a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have broken my toe.
It's very sad.
I know.
It was so, it wasn't even so unexpected too.
And it wasn't even with the zombie weapon. Like no. I thought one of us was going to get at least lightly injured using that weapon.
Yeah.
Because it's very spiky. It's very sharp. But then we were just moving some 2x4s around.
And we were working on our attic project.
And one fell on my foot.
And it was like such a, like, it was such a non-event too.
I know.
And I felt really bad. It looked like it really hurt. But
it
like,
did really
it
hurt.
Was so strange because it was just like a 2x4.
And it wasn't even like a full 2x4. It was like it's 4 feet
30,
long.
30 inches, I believe.
Less than 3 feet long.
Less than 3 feet long. And it just was like leaning upright and then it just fell to the side.
Yeah.
And it just happened to hit your toe at just the wrong angle or something, just the wrong point.
I don't know.
Do you need to start taking calcium supplements?
I've never broken anything before. Ever. Well, I don't know it's broken. This is not confirmed.
Although you looked at it and you almost passed out.
I did. It looks bad.
Caitlin looked at it. She was like, my toe hurts. And you showed me. And I'm like, oh yeah, that looks pretty bad. It looks like a really bad bruise or like maybe a break or something. And then Caitlin was like, I feel woozy. I don't feel that good. And she had to like sit down for a period of time to recover.
Well, I hadn't looked at it since last night. And last night when it happened, it didn't look that bad. I mean, we kept working. Like we were in the attic for like 2 hours after that.
Yeah.
And then, and it hurt. But I mean, like, you know, it didn't look that bad. Now it looks bad and it still hurts. I don't know if it's broken. I texted a picture to my parents and they're like, just tape it next to the other toe. And I was like, okay. And that's all you can do really for broken toes.
Yeah, that's it.
If it is broken. And
it's not like you can like just encase your whole foot in a cast.
That would be terrible.
That'd be terrible. And it'd really stink. Oh, like that'd be like, you know, cast stink in general.
Yeah.
But like a foot cast would probably be the worst thing.
Have you ever had a cast?
Why do I have to think about it for as long?
I feel like you should know.
I don't remember ever having a cast. I'll ask my mom later. No, I don't think I did, though. My brother broke a bone when he was doing taekwondo once. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the only broken bone in our family.
Yeah, I've never had a cast. Yeah, I don't think any... Well, my mom is like dislocated I had, like, her elbow
it's
a couple
so
times.
Strange because like, you had like a 5 to 4 pound board hit your toe. And I had like a 700 pound motor drop on my whole foot.
But yeah, but you had steel toes on.
But it fell like, oh, well, because I didn't break my toes, but it fell like on the arch of my foot.
That's true. It did, yeah.
It didn't even fall on my toes at all. It just like bounced off my foot and rolled.
Yeah. You know, maybe I just have weak toes, okay?
Okay, moving on. Zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse.
We are now prepared. We have our main weapon of choice. Now, what's interesting is, like, we wanted to make this particular weapon because it'd be, like, fun and interesting and just, like,
And if you haven't seen the video yet, the weapon is a flail. I'll just describe it real quick in case people haven't seen it. It's a flail, and it's on a very long pole, like a metal pole. We got all the materials from the hardware store. There's a chain on the end of the pole, and then the ball we made out of washers and screws. So we welded a bunch of washers together so that they form like a hollow metal ball, and then we ground down screws to make them extra pointy, and then we welded those onto the ball. And that's the weapon.
It's completely deadly. It's a deadly weapon. Yes. 100% sure. If you swung that at someone, like, that's, it's a lethal weapon.
It's a lethal weapon.
It's a bit scary and impressive.
Yeah. I mean, we destroyed a bunch of fruit and a table.
Yes. but I, you know, I think that if I were to make, like, if I was going to make like an actual zombie weapon, I would remove the chain and just like screw the ball that we made onto the long pipe.
I actually think so too, because the chain, like,
it makes it unpredictable.
Yeah, it makes it unpredictable. It introduces a certain level of chaos.
Yeah. And that's not exactly what you're going for.
But I do think having the spiky ball on the end of a pipe is better than like having an axe or a spear, because like no matter what angle you hit,
it's like omnidirectional.
Yeah, it's omnidirectional.
It's omnidirectionally dangerous. Now, what I might want to do, and this might be a project idea for later, I've actually thought of this, like, go back, revisit this weapon, weld on a like attachment point for the pipe. So then, like, the ball can either be on a chain or it can be attached directly. Mm. And then we make a knife that can be screwed on with the same pipe. So then it'll be, like, dual-sided weapon.
Yeah.
On one side, it'll be a knife. And on one side, it'll be a ball. So it's, like, the knife is for stabbing.
Yeah.
And the ball is for destroying.
Yeah.
I think that, that'd be probably one of my ideal zombie weapons, because it's also long and ranged in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's, like, using a projectile weapon, you'll run out of ammo eventually.
That's always the thing.
You know?
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Yeah.
Also, like, a sword, I'm not sure if a sword would be good. You need to crush. With zombies, you need to crush things.
If you had a really, really sharp sword, like a samurai sword, that could, like, take a head off. Like, a sword isn't going to be good if it's just for stabbing. But if you can get, like, lateral swipes...
But like, so the whole premise of the zombie, now, this is getting a little bit technical, but in most things, it's, they're not dead until their head is broken in some way, right?
Or off.
So it's like, if you can slice off heads every time with your sword, then maybe your sword will be good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what about just smashing the head?
Yeah, it just seems like you...
Like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, but what if your sword's super, super, super sharp... You can do one swipe and get multiple heads. Assuming zombies are similar height.
Yeah, if we were two zombies next to each other, no, they couldn't do that to us.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think I'm going to go for a smashing weapon.
I do like the smashing.
Let us know in the comments below. Smashing or slashing? Smashing.
Smashing.
Okay, so there's this cool website, actually. Wouldyourather.com. It's not actually Would You Rather.
Rather.com. But it's a bunch of would you rather questions, and you can, I guess, search by topic.
Yep.
So I pulled up some zombie ones. I glanced at a few just to make sure there were some good ones. Some of them are lame. We'll skip those. But I thought it'd be kind of fun to do some zombie would you rathers.
Yeah. So the very first thing is kind of depressing. Would you rather have a zombie apocalypse or have a World War III? Now, I believe this is my vote. I would rather have a zombie apocalypse than World War III.
Really?
Yes.
I was thinking World War III just because I feel like zombie apocalypse is an apocalypse.
So the main thing I think, though, is World War III, now that there's nuclear weapons and everyone has them, World War III could be like the end. Oh. And also, World War III would be like humans divided, which is just sad to me. But a zombie apocalypse would bring humans together with a common enemy. And I think that, like, after a zombie apocalypse, we could be stronger. And after World War III, it would just be, like, incomplete. Just, no.
Oh, that's
just
a good point, actually. You know? So I guess, like, assuming that we could survive the apocalypse.
Oh, we can survive the apocalypse.
You seem really confident.
I'm pretty confident.
There's so many movies where
No.
Very rare that they find a cure.
And Texas would survive the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
I feel like there's a good chance.
I feel, yeah.
Just because, like, you know, humans are really goddamn smart.
Yeah.
And zombies are never that smart. And I always, like, kind of, like, not I'm just like waggling my finger for those of you just listening. I'm like, I have a problem with in zombie movies, the zombie movies that like ignore governments and militaries and, you know, stuff like that. I think that like they do more than they do in the movies. World War Z had a pretty good balance.
I don't know if I saw that one.
It was a really good zombie movie.
Yeah. It's hard because I feel like a lot of zombie movies or like zombie movies or games or whatever drop you in when it's already like mid-apocalypse.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's hard to know. Like at that point, yeah, it's going to be hard for the government to get a handle on things because they have depleted resources also. But it's like in the beginning, yeah, how preventable is it?
Yeah, I think that it'd be more preventable than it is.
Because like think about how fast they snag, like, you know, when somebody gets like the measles or something.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, quarantined immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that would be more resistant than people think to a zombie apocalypse.
That's a good point.
That's my take though.
I like your hope.
I am an optimist. I am an optimist. Okay, next question.
This is kind of similar. Would you rather try to survive a zombie outbreak or a computer uprising?
I think... Okay, you go first on this one.
So, I think it would be easier to survive zombies than a computer uprising. Because, again, like you said, zombies are dumb. Humans are smart.
Yeah.
But in a computer uprising, we could also maybe reason with the computers.
Mm. Okay, so just for context, like the images being shown are a zombie outbreak, it's just zombies. Computer uprising, it's Terminator. So I think that like the whole premise for this question has to be clarified in some way. Because like, in what year is the computer uprising happening? Like, it's like if it's 80s. Right now and like Google Home is just like yelling at me like, you guys are abusing technology or I don't know, like respect computers. It's like, and they're just like unlocking and locking our doors and like turning on and off our AC. We would be like, okay, come on now. Calm down, Alexa. You know, but like if in the future robots like have access to self-replication and advanced AI and all of that, that's a heck of a lot more scary than zombies for some reason.
Yeah. I think the question is assuming the latter.
The latter. Yeah. So I'd say zombies again.
Yeah. Cuz
computers would just like completely cripple us, cuz also one of the whole reasons why like humans could survive a zombie outbreak, I believe, is because of computers and, you know, cell phones and you know, satellites and computer technology and everything. That's like one of the huge advantages we have, where as if like if there's a computer uprising, we wouldn't be able to take advantage of any of that.
That's a good
would
point.
Have no communication, would have like radio that would be completely open to all computers because there's no way we can come up with a more advanced encryption than they can.
Yeah.
Would be like sending doves around, like messenger pigeons, and like back in the medieval days, and then our whole society would break down.
Yeah.
Like take away the internet, computers, technology, and like civilization would stop. We wouldn't have any food. We wouldn't have any like wouldn't have any food. Yeah. It's just like, it'd just be like people who know how to farm and homestead, any chance of surviving for a small period of time, you know? But like, humans are no longer self-efficient. We've specialized too much.
Yeah, that's true. I do like your concept of the like current times computer uprising though. Our Google does yell at us sometimes.
The other day I tried talking to our Google and she didn't even respond. And I was very upset.
Yeah, it was quiet. You were speaking directly to her.
I spoke clearly.
What the heck?
She ignored me.
Yeah, she's already getting a little uprisey.
Yep. All right, so Caitlin, quick question. Do you think you're prepared for the zombie apocalypse?
No. That's great. Would you rather? Are you prepared? Yes or no? Actually, no. I like this
It's like, would you rather?
Would you rather? That's not a would you rather.
It's a yes or no question.
I'm pretty sure these are like normal person submitted.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do like this one because, like, okay, so the nope picture is like a bite.
Yep.
The yes picture is a house surrounded by treadmills.
Just like throw the zombies backwards.
Yeah, they just keep walking.
So it's good.
It would work.
Good.
It would totally work.
But I think
that,
like, the house would just get surrounded and then they start piling on each other.
Oh, well. Yes, but, you know, you can appreciate the humor.
The humor is pretty good.
It's good.
Okay, so what do you think we need to do to prepare for the zombie apocalypse?
Underground bunker.
Underground bunker would be good.
Yeah.
I think the main thing that we needed are the supplies. We just need a whole bunch of water, a whole bunch of food, and that's pretty much it.
Well, I think you need like a barrier.
A barrier, yeah.
You know, so that barrier is either you're underground or you have like a really big wall around you, or you have like a like steel reinforced exterior house.
Okay, okay, quick question. I think the best, not, it's not a question, this is a statement. I think the best defense would be like oceans, you know? Just like sail out. Oh, do you think they can just walk underground?
I think they can walk underwater.
But like, would they be smart enough to like hold a stone so that they can walk underwater?
No.
Right? Because like,
maybe they'd sink. They'd sink. Yeah, because they don't have like air in their lungs.
I guess they would.
You know, they would just sink.
They just sink.
But they still might not be able to like make it to you. They might get eaten by a shark or something on the way. Depends on how far out you
zombie
are.
Zombie sharks. What if a shark ate a zombie and then you had zombie sharks out in the water?
Or a zombie bit a shark.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like Game of Thrones, except instead of dragons, sharks.
Yeah, so the question is, we're not prepared for the zombie apocalypse. I think that like...
But I do like your idea of an island.
Would be nice.
You'd have space to like grow your own crops.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I just think it's... Not everyone can just like have an island.
No.
You know, but like... You could probably figure out a way to dig a bunker.
Yeah, but like then you'd be stuck there forever, right?
Or until it dies down.
Yeah. Well, you'd have a bunker, mm-hmm. and then like you'd have like
a tunnel system,
and then you can fly your drone up from like a remote tunnel system.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the area around you. You know, yeah. We'd have to have solar panels so that we could charge everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to have.
Drones would be great during the zombie apocalypse,
drones
right?
Drones would be great, yeah.
Yeah.
They could observe and distract.
Yeah, observe noise. And distract. Yeah. Pull all the zombies away. Mm-hmm. And then you could maybe make some, like, really secure, like, drone landing spots mm-hmm. so that you could, like, land the drone there far away. All the zombies would go there. They couldn't climb the pole.
Yeah, you could have, like a big pole that was actually, like, a open tunnel on top.
Yeah,
it was too tall
like
for
that.
Them to crawl up. Yeah. And then you could land it down through the tunnel.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Okay, so we need excavators.
Yeah.
Solar panels, supplies.
Some way to like make food without sunlight.
We'd probably need to like move someplace where like crops can grow instead of Houston.
The swamp.
Yeah. There aren't too many swamp crops here. So we need to move somewhere like, you know, north, I guess, right?
I guess so.
Okay, so... If there is a zombie apocalypse, would you rather use an M16, which is a machine gun, or a crossbow?
I mean, I feel like you would take out more with the M16 because it has more ammunition. Like, you can't carry as many crossbow bullets as gun bullets.
It fires faster, but also you can't retrieve and reuse those bullets.
That's what I was going to say, but you can't retrieve and reuse. So it kind of depends on the situation. If you're, like, sniping them one by one, crossbow, because you kill, then you retrieve.
If it's low volume, crossbow.
But if you're in a high volume scenario, I think you need the machine gun.
Yeah, but what if you could only have one? I'd say crossbow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm being optimistic, thinking I'm not going to get attacked by a horde.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a horde, I mean...
You're kind of done for anyway.
I think you might be done for anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. Just have a whole bunch of awesome people with crossbows around you.
Which is the better place to take refuge in a zombie apocalypse? A mall or an airport?
A mall.
Because they have... Why?
Because there are... it's designed so that there's lots of different ways to get to different places, you know? So there's more paths. An airport, there aren't as many like secret sneaky paths. Or maybe there are, like where the employees go. Mm-hmm. But I feel like an airport still might have like some security in place that might like hinder you somewhat.
Or maybe the security would be beneficial because it would keep zombies out.
Yeah.
That's maybe. What I think. I bet there's more spaces in an airport that are like secured.
Oh.
And like there's, I feel like the like guards and stuff at airports are probably trained for higher stakes scenarios than like mall cops?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, but at the mall, there's probably more like, you know, makeshift weapons you could make at a mall from the stuff in the mall.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
like,
there might be a sports goods store. You could pick up a a crossbow.
I've never seen a sports goods store at a mall. They're usually like outside the mall.
No, no, no. There's totally one at our mall.
No, it's not attached.
There's a sporting goods store attached to our mall.
It's attached?
It's new.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, if you have a sporting goods store, yeah, maybe you can get some weapons. But I don't know. I feel like also at an airport, I feel like there's like a chance of escaping the airport.
Oh, through in planes. A plane? Like we know how to fly a plane.
No, not us doing it. But like if you're trapped at an airport, you're trapped, I'm assuming, with other people at an airport.
Okay. So let's say that like you're at an airport and the zombie apocalypse strikes and, you know, like people are like the airport people are like, okay, we're going to evacuate everyone. Everyone go to the plane that you want to like leave in to go to that destination. And there are a whole bunch of destinations, and we can go anywhere in the world somehow magically. Where would you go?
Hawaii.
Oh.
Island. But still in America, so I don't have to, like, because I probably don't have my passport on.
Or would you go to, like, no. You had to go to this place that you can, like, live.
Hawaii.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, a place with low population, you know? Mm. Because, like, the smaller the population is, the less zombies there'll be there, right?
Yeah, but I also feel like someplace like Hawaii is isolated already, you know? Like, unless the virus has already spread.
Yeah, because, like, people are traveling all over the place. It'll probably be everywhere all at once.
I don't think so.
No?
I definitely think that there'd be a... I think by the time it... I mean, like, there's a chance...
That it'll hop continents?
That it'll hop, but I don't know if it would be, like, immediate.
Mm. Yeah.
Where would you go?
I'm trying to figure that out. I'm thinking like, this sounds dumb, but like Siberia or someplace
cold.
Like that.
Cold.
Cold, yeah. But like, I don't know. I feel like the people in Siberia could like take care of themselves. I don't know.
We're not the people in Siberia.
Yeah, you're right.
Could we take care of ourselves?
Probably not. We'd Siberia. Probably freeze to death.
I mean, I feel like I'd rather be in like.
But also, it's like, okay, think about this. Think about this. Can zombies. Who still have to like, you know, okay, let's say that they can keep on living by eating flesh and they can ignore pain and everything like that.
Oh, but can they survive the cold?
But can they survive the cold? Because if like cold, like the place where you're at is cold enough to freeze a human if you're out there, wouldn't a zombie just freeze?
They would freeze. Like if you like put a steak outside, it would freeze.
It'd freeze.
That's a pretty good point, actually. Yeah. Yeah, problem so solved. unless those zombies are bundled up.
Yeah, which they're probably not going to be.
But if a zombie bites someone
who is bundled up?
Bundled already. But it would have to get to them without freezing.
Yeah.
It's still not likely.
Okay,
that's
so move north.
That's an interesting idea.
Move north.
Move north. Okay, in real life, would you rather be in The Walking Dead or Jurassic Park?
I would rather be in Jurassic Park.
Same. I feel like, do we ask each other something similar with like, it was like Jurassic Park or something else and we both chose Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Jurassic Park just sounds cool.
But also, I mean, if you think about this, would you rather be in real life? Like, both would be worldwide. Oh, worldwide dinosaurs?
We just read the second part of the question. Yeah. That it would be worldwide, not just the park.
But, like, how could, like, there all of a sudden be worldwide dinosaurs?
You know, that's not the question that you need to ask. You just have to assume there are and then answer.
Jurassic Park still. Because the zombie apocalypse, like The Walking Dead, they... make more zombies as they go. So it's like an infection that spreads. Whereas,
I mean,
like,
technically dinosaurs do too.
Slowly. Naturally, and stuff.
They've been done.
But I mean, I think that, like, I don't know. I think humans could totally take out the dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs are less scary to me than The Walking Dead. Even though they are bigger. Yeah, I feel like it's easier to control that population.
Yeah, I think so too. So, yeah. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Okay. What? Okay, we're just going to put Next up a question. Visual of this or something like this.
The zombie apocalypse is here. What defense tactic will you employ? One is arm-mounted all-metal anti-zombie spear with mounted pistol, which is like a spear and a pistol mounted to your arm. The other is swinging a deer carcass around as a weapon. And there's an illustration.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm so confused. But I'm...
So which one would you choose?
I'll choose the arm-mounted all-metal anti-zombie spear with mounted pistol, of course.
You know, what if you could swing the deer carcass but mount the arm-mounted all-metal anti-zombie spear with mounted pistol, like, to the deer?
That'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also like to the antlers. There's like limbs, antlers.
I'm going to read this as it's stated on the website. Would you rather a zombie apocalypse, aliens to come?
Great grammar.
Well, but I mean, that's a hard question to ask. Because it's like, are the aliens friendly? Are they bad? How advanced are they? I mean, I think that if they've been able to travel through the cosmos to land on Earth, they're pretty advanced. So,
I think, yeah, I mean, I'm going to assume that the aliens are bad since they're being compared to a zombie apocalypse. If they are bad, I think we can take on the zombies more than an advanced alien race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the supercomputer question again.
Yeah.
But there is a chance that they are good and they are simply exploring and want to make contact. In which case, that could maybe lead to good things.
It could.
I don't foresee it leading to good things.
I don't foresee it leading to good things.
I don't think we're going to be like, oh, hey, neighbor from another galaxy. What up? Great to meet you. You stay over there and we'll stay over here. Okay, bye.
All right. I now nominate Caitlin to make first contact.
Would you rather have a girlfriend / boyfriend that is a zombie or have a girlfriend / boyfriend that is a werewolf permanently? Wait, permanently? Like they're always in wolf form?
Always in wolf form.
So you're dating a zombie or a werewolf?
But I mean, like, a werewolf is alive, so you kind of have to choose that, right? Because a zombie would just be like, want to eat you and stink horribly.
Yeah, I mean, the werewolf probably wants to eat you too, but maybe because they're alive, there's still, like, some humanity
there. Werewolf, they didn't say, like, a mad werewolf. Some werewolves retain their, human minds when in werewolf form. It depends on the lore that you're following, you know?
That's true. Yeah, so it's like a Beauty and the Beast.
yeah. So, I think that, Beast. Yeah.
I mean, I love you. I'm glad we're married, but, you know, if I had to choose.
Well, I would be the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
I thought this is like you know what I mean.
So, Caitlin, do you have a favorite zombie game?
I like The Last of Us a lot,
which is
amazing. But you know what else I like? Huh. Plants vs. Zombies. I really like Plants vs. Zombies.
That was a good game.
It was a great game.
I think I sunk a lot of hours into that.
Yeah, I did too.
Probably both. Too many.
Yeah, and the first and the second version of the game.
Resident Evil, though. Ooh, that game was good.
So I didn't... I, like, played a little bit with you.
Yeah.
But I didn't really play it very much.
Well, like... but it's so interesting because so many of the Resident Evil games, they vary so much depending on which one you played.
Yeah.
They vary a lot.
Which but one the did
Resident
you like?
Evils... Oh, I don't know. There's so many of them. There's so many of them. But I remember one for the Wii was just so good. Because I actually really did like the way they implemented the gun. You can move around, you can aim with the gun, and it was actually super fun.
Oh, that
is
pretty cool.
It was remastered and everything. It was just, it was one of the best uses of the Wii that I've seen a game do. You know what I mean? Because like the Wii was like a little bit gimmicky and sometimes malfunctiony.
Sometimes infuriating.
Like, yeah, like when you're playing the Skyward Sword.
Stick your sword straight up.
It's up!
How much farther up?
Phrasing!
Just like, oh God. yeah. And then like zombie movies. You asked me this in the video, but Shaun of the Dead is my favorite zombie movie.
Yeah.
But there's a decent amount of good ones. I also really like...
I can't believe you haven't seen World War Z. Because that was like really good.
I also... Actually, I have a few more favorite zombie movies. And I'm realizing they're like kind of... They're not like none of them are typical horror zombie movies.
Oh, I just looked it up and World War Z didn't get the best ratings. I think I just had some good memories of it. I don't know.
So my other favorite zombie movies, Warm Bodies.
Oh, Warm Bodies was good.
So good, which is like if you guys kind of haven't seen it, it's like a Romeo and Juliet, but
zombies. Zombie edition.
Yeah, but it's so good. Like,
it sounds corny, it is.
It's not corny. I don't think it's corny. No.
Well, the concept is a little bit.
Well, no, Romeo and Juliet is like the concept for so many movies.
Yeah, that's true.
If you think about it.
True. It was really well done. It was so good.
It's so good. I also really liked Zombieland.
Ah.
I mean, still, I think
Oh, Zombieland was so good. Yeah. I'm catching up. I'm catching up. I'm like, you know, I'm bad at memory.
I know you are. Yes, I probably shouldn't bother to ask you what your favorite zombie movies are, right? Are they Shaun of the Dead, Warm Bodies, and Zombieland?
I think Zombieland might be one of my favorites.
That was really good.
And poor Bill Murray.
I know. Spoiler, though. No, sorry. It's not a new movie.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, I'll just say just watch it.
Yeah. I wish
There's a new Zombieland coming out.
I know.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I wish that I was able to get more into Walking Dead.
I think it has dragged on for too long for some reason.
I think so, too. Like, we got to the part where they were all on the farm, and it started just kind of focusing on, like, love interest and stuff. And I was like, really? No zombies have showed up yet? Like, you guys are just hanging out at the farm now having crushes on each other?
Zombies show up real big, real bad, I believe. And they go back into crazy thing. And then there's more, you know, settlements and everything and more drama. Yeah. But
it,
like,
just seemed to, like, drag on for too long. Like,
people stopped caring some.
Yeah, I don't know. But I it was one that I, like, wanted to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I have shows like that where it's like everybody loves it.
Yeah.
And, like, you like the concept.
Yeah.
But you just can't get into it.
Well, you know, guys, if you really love zombies and you want to, like, rank your best movies, games, all of that, you can make a website with Squarespace.
Oh my God. I did not see that coming.
Squarespace is the sponsor of today's episode, and they're great if you want to make a website for anything. You can buy your domain there. You can set up your hosting there. There's a whole bunch of professional templates, and if anything goes wrong, they have 24/7 support. And you can.
I bet that they would even have 24/7 support during the zombie apocalypse because they're that good.
They're that good.
Yep.
And if you want to hear more and see more, Caitlin has the URL because I forgot it.
Evan doesn't remember it. Okay, so for your free trial, go to squarespace.com, and to get 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com/Evan and Caitlin podcast.
And use Evan and Caitlin podcast as your code.
No, there's no code. It's just, okay, come on. squarespace.com/Evan and Caitlin podcast for 10% off.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Thank you. That was you, like, were sneaky, sneaky with that.
I'm pretty sneaky, sneaky. Definitely inspired by Jenna and Julian a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just snuck that little transition
Julian's
in there.
Sneaky with his.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. Well, I think that we're out of, like, zombie theoreticals. Should we go into what we're digging? Or yeah, no, thing of the
thing
week? All right, my thing of the week is Discord. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
You know what it is.
I mean, okay.
You set it up.
It's kind of a chat room, mm-hmm. and there's a whole bunch of different, like, channels, and you can chat about, like, general interests, or we have basically it's like a chat room for our fans, for them all to hang out mm-hmm. and, like, talk about their shared interests, help each other out. I love that it's, like, a really nice, wholesome place right now. And we're going to keep it that way.
They just started a pet tab, and people are sharing pictures of their cats.
Yes, it's very cute. We're making, like, all sorts of emojis and custom things over there, and it's just fun. Ooh, I started a polls tab where I can get feedback on, like titles and thumbnails. And one thing that I really like, okay, guys, this is a hot take on polls. I just love being able to put a whole bunch of options out there and have people vote yes or no for all options. It's like a multiple choice where people can select multiple things, but also if they are, like, opposed to something, they can also vote that, which is really important to us. It's a valuable piece of feedback, and you don't get that on any other poll. Maybe I just am not a poll, like, master. I don't know all of the places and different types of polls you can do, so let me know if there is a poll out there that does that.
I mean, there might
be. I've never seen it.
I've never seen one that's, like, integrated into a social platform.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, the Twitter polls and there's the Instagram polls.
But also, like, Twitter polls, you can only do four options, I think.
Can't do pictures for each.
You can't do pictures for each. And we had, like, eight titles and six thumbnails, and we wanted to vote the votes to be attached to those thumbnails. You know what I mean?
And the interesting thing is, like, because you mentioned the ability to downvote.
Yeah.
Poll items. So, like, there were two thumbnails that had an equal amount of upvotes, but one of them had twice as many downvotes. And if we hadn't been able to see the downvotes, we would have looked at those as equal rankings.
But they're completely not equal because the same amount of people liked them, but twice as many people disliked one. And another one got, like, no dislikes. It's just, like...
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's so interesting. And I just... it just blew my mind that polls don't have that ability.
Yeah. We'll put a link to our Discord in the description/show notes so that you guys can check it out.
And who knows what's coming next for Discord. And who knows what's coming next, like, in terms of features and channels and everything. We're continuing to build it up.
Yeah. Okay, so my thing of the week is a game we started streaming called Little Nightmares. Oh. And it's like, oh, it's so good.
It's Caitlin's perfect game.
It's my perfect game. This is kind of fitting.
It has all of the elements that you want.
It's kind of fitting for this week because it's like a horror game that's also a puzzle game. Mm. So it kind of reminds me of like similar vibes of like Limbo and Inside. I don't know if you're familiar with those two games. But it's very dark and eerie and creepy, but you're solving puzzles. It's not like a like horror survival game, you know, which is slightly higher stress.
Yeah, but but it's also platforming and like there's so much going on in that game. The only thing that gets me is like it's like the camera is a little bit wobbly because you're on a ship or something, which gets me a tiny bit motion sickness. But like it's totally worth playing it.
Yeah,
it's
so good. I don't know if it's a ship or not. It just kind of
feels
like a ship.
Like a ship.
We're still like
figuring out the story.
The
Oh man, there's so many like moments where I just like freaked out though. Like during the stream, we were both saying, "Oh no."
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. It was really fun to stream like a scary game though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So by the time that you guys are hearing this, the highlight won't be out yet. We'll link to the full archive of the stream, but coming soon to Evan and Caitlin Gaming, youtube.com/Evan and Caitlin Gaming, we'll have a highlight of that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a little bit of a shorter podcast, but I think that we're going to be experimenting with doing some of those every now and then. We'll continue to do topics. We'll continue to do games. We'll continue to
this
do
one was
all
kind
the different
of like
things.
A game and a topic
rolled
combined.
Into one. Yeah, yeah. But just like still experimenting with the format and everything, and keeping things sustainable, because we would rather continue to do one podcast a week as opposed to taking a week break just because we're too busy. But like these shorter ones are a little bit faster for us.
Yeah. And it's only like 10 minutes shorter than normal.
Yeah. We're working there. We're figuring it out. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining. Appreciate all of the reviews that we've seen coming in. We read every single one and they make us happy. Share this with a friend because
you never know when the zombie apocalypse is coming.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.